أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا. These are from Ayah 63 to Ayah 65 of Surah Bani Israel. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Shaitan not making sajda to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and he questioned this hukam and command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he then said to Allah that if you allow me to bridle man, to subdue man, then I will lead his children astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response, قَالَ اذْهَبْ. Allah ta'ala said, go. In other words, whatever you want to do, Allah has given you this permission. The question that the commentators ask is, how did Shaitan know that he will be able to subdue man, he will be able to incite insan? So some of the commentators have explained that he had seen what Allah had used in the construction and the creation of insan. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, that Allah Ta'ala says we created weak. Allah had given us the free will, the free power, and Shaitan had known that he will be able to lead man astray. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, go. فَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ, that whoever follows you from amongst insan, فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا, that the fire of Jahannam will be a full recompense. In other words, there is nothing that will be worse than Jahannam. Jahannam will be sufficient for such people that now follow Shaitan, obviously, insofar as they believe, insofar as they kufr and they shirk that they ascribe to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wastavziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that incite man istata'ata minhum, that whomsoever you are able to incite from amongst them, bisautik. Number one, with your voice. The voice of Shaitan, one will be the whispering of Shaitan, the waswasa that Shaitan will put into the ears, into the heart of a person. Number two, ulama have written that how the other waswasa, or how the other voice and sound of Shaitan will interfere with man's iman and his amal, it will be with music and musical instruments and all of those sort of things. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكِ, and rally them with your cavalry, in other words your horsemen. وَرَجِلِكِ, and your foot soldiers. So here, this is one Arabic saying actually, that make a full effort on insan in whichever way you want to. But the ayat is also giving us an impression that Shaitan will have an army. Now the question is, who the army of Shaitan will be? Min al jinnati wan nas. It will be those jinnat that are rebellious against Allah, and it will also be humans that are disobedient to Allah, that they will also incite other human beings, like we can see today, whether it is in the form of media, in any other way. We get this da'wat all the time to the disobedience of Allah. So that is the khayl and the rajlik of Shaitan, that is the cavalry and the infantry of Shaitan that will carry on and carry on, and it only gets stronger sometimes. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, and Shaitan, you can partner them in their wealth. How is Shaitan going to partner people in their wealth? By inciting them to do haram, to earn in a haram way, to earn haram, And secondly, the children, how is shaitan going to incite and become a partner in the children of people? That is by way of committing zina and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then wa'idhum, and go on promising them, make promises. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمَرُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to the day of Qiyamah, where shaitan will say to his followers that I followed you فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I promised you, but I broke that promise. I was unable to do much insofar as fulfilling the promise is concerned. One promise of shaitan, that he'll promise the person the world, and the person will get nothing. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. The other promise of shaitan is that he will always promise people faqr, that is, poverty, to be in need. And the result of all of that is a person then earns haram and he goes against the commandments of Allah. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And shaitan does not promise but deception. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانُ. Allah says, with regards to my slaves, in other words, those that turn to Allah, one is Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and then those that follow Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they do it with ikhlas and sincerity. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as the wakil. Allah ta'ala is sufficient as the guardian. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah writes a very beautiful thing. Look through the Quran and we will find that Allah has given us a directive. That directive is to fight shaitan, seek the protection of Allah. Continuously seek the protection of Allah, and inshallah we will find the protection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.